This is DH Radio on CJMQ 88.9 FM. My name is Sheila Q. Now, all you listeners out there in DH Radio land and CJMQ town know that I'm a bit of a music freak, and that's why I do this. There's something about music that forever has just pulsated through these veins and made me come alive. The single most exciting thing for me in life, and I swear to God that there's nothing sad about that at all, it's a good thing, is without a doubt discovering a new band that makes me come alive. And that is what happened to me last spring when I don't even remember how it happened. I came across this song called Oh Lord by a band called Foxy Shazam. Now, first of all, Foxy Shazam in itself as a name just blew my mind. Then I watched this video that just, it was a jaw dropper for me, and I was completely hooked immediately. On the phone with me now is Alex Noth. Now, Alex is contributing crazy backup vocals and a horn section.
Yes, ma'am. And I want to say thank you, Sheila, for that super flattering introduction.
You guys, I completely, so completely blew my mind. It was so exciting. You know how it is with, you're listening to the radio. I do this all the time, and it's,
yeah, I
get
do that
excited,
all the time. I know that feeling. Yeah, that feeling of finding. You know, I remember. I don't even just say taking listen to the radio. There's those songs that you hear every once in a while that just make you pull over.
Yes.
Or you like to call them the pullover songs. Where remember the first time I heard Hey Ya by Outkast, I just pulled over. I was driving home from work. I was working a pizza place or something, and it's the same with, I think it was One by One by the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
For All My Life. I think that song, that it just made me pull over to the side of the road like, oh my goodness.
You know what it's this? So funny that you should happen to make the reference to driving, because I live in rural Quebec, and I'm on the road all the time, because here, if you're going to go somewhere, you have to drive there.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And so I found one of the big things for me has been, it's really crazy when I hear a song that I really want to sing along with the first time I hear it. You know, like I'm thinking,
yes,
of Hey Ya when you bring that one up.
Yeah.
Who does not make that little whip sound, that little whoosh, like you have to, you know what
you have to do it.
Yep.
You know, it invokes you to be a part of it. You know, a song that like really draws you to become a part of it. And you know, as it's happening, it's a really rare thing.
So you guys,
I think it's why we all love music.
Yeah. Now, a new album out this past fall, Enter the Church of Rock and Roll, which I was like,
yeah,
oh, when
Church
I heard, like, you know, yeah, the Church of Rock and Roll. When I heard the title, I giggled immediately, because I was like, oh, you know what? It's when you just take it to new heights, literally. It's like,
well,
figuratively, whatever. Now it was funny. Earlier when I was waiting for your call, I was talking with our station manager and production manager, and David and Maureen are closer to my parents' generation.
Yeah.
I'm in my late 30s, and I was like, come here. You guys, you have to hear this. Come here. So in they came, and I was like, listen. And Maureen was like, it's in rotation. The album was already happening here. And I said, we were just dumbfounded. You guys,
thank you.
Well, the song that really has struck me like exponentially on the latest album, I'm just going to look for the exact title, because I'm worried that I'm going to screw it up here.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on a sec. It was Holy Touch.
Yes.
Holy Touch is my favorite track.
Thank you.
And that's probably going to shift around a little bit. Now, I was, because of my music obsession forever and ever, I have a tendency to like retain little bits of who does what and who sounds like what. This one song, just for the listeners here to get an idea, and I'm going to play this after our interview, is
okay,
like Geddy Lee and Freddie Mercury, both on vocals as one voice, ELO on backups, Billy Joel on piano, and then this insane layer of horns. It's like, I was dying. I was like, people.
I think I'm keeping that in the catalog somewhere.
Yeah.
Explanation of songs. That was That was brilliant.
I had to bring people in off the street. I think I might, tonight we have to have speakers like going outside of the station so everybody can hear. It's just, it's such good stuff. Now, you guys are on the road right now.
Yes.
And you've been on the road. You guys are touring hard.
Yeah, we'll be out all year. I mean, that's how we spend most of our life, is on the road. I think we calculated, and I think we're maybe home for maybe 2 months collectively out of the year. But that's what we prefer.
Yeah.
It's hard to be away, but I mean, we'd much rather be out playing. And so we're out now supporting the Darkness.
I knew!
Yeah, which is great. They're really good friends of ours. Justin, of course, produced our latest record, The Church of Rock and Roll. So.
That's it. It was so funny when I initially hearing Oh Lord and Unstoppable. When I first was like, what is this? It was really powerful to me when I saw that Justin was producing the Church of Rock and Roll, because he's the right fit for this kind of energy. Like the energy of Foxy Shazam is, it's going to require somebody helming who can manage that. Like, those are some, I don't know, every analogy possible in the world is like coming into my brain right now. It's just like, if you're going to helm Geddy Lee, Freddie Mercury, ELO, and Billy Joel and a horn section, you got to have some serious stuff.
Well, I mean, it really made sense for us. I mean, Justin met Eric two years ago, and we all met him shortly after, and just became really great friends, and we work so well together creatively that it's perfect. You know, we had a lot of fun creating the record, but we knew what we had to do. It's very focused. So, and he's the same kind of guy. It literally was the easiest, you know, but the most heartfelt record I think we've done to date. So, but I think he made it that way.
Well, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but it just feels like, it's like being understood, like your vision. This is something. Now, I want
to
know.
He allowed us to do what we wanted to do. We already knew what record we had to make this time around. And you were talking about the name of the record before. And it's something that we had come up with before we started doing the record, like when we kind of started to write songs and stuff for the record. And we were talking about the radio too, and we feel really disheartened, I guess, at this time in, you know, in music right now, and popular music, and we don't feel like, I know I don't personally feel like there's anything to really hold on to, and to really put your faith in, I guess, and that is what music is for me. And so when you need to find something, when you need to look up to something, but you can't find it, and it's not there, you create it.
Yeah.
And so that's what we did, and that's what the title kind of stood for, and we knew what kind of record we had to make.
I think that the thing that keeps me going musically, because I find that the traditional music machine that we like had grown up with, I guess, and that has been around us, I think it started to be revealed as being a machine, you know, and it wasn't just a jukebox anymore. And it wasn't just the passion for the music anymore. It started to become corporation and
definitely,
and a lot of, and like being spoon fed something and I don't know.
That's the way we felt as well.
So,
you know, and it's not totally like that, you know, you can't lump it in all as a whole, but the majority, and that's what kind of gets pushed across in radio and, you know, TV and everything, all major outlets, and it's just disheartening.
I think,
you know, it really is.
The thing that can kind of save us all is the idea that there are still enough people out there who really need that. It's like being able to breathe. Like that's what like this was like for me, to discover you guys, to, you know, sit bolt upright and all forms of ADD falling away and being able to like just go, look, listen, oh my God.
That's incredible. I mean, if our record can strip away some of the ADD of our culture and make people sit down and listen to an album as a whole again, like back in the day, I would consider that a huge win.
Well, I mean, that's one of the beauties of this album, The Church of Rock and Roll, is also that listenability. It's not, to me, this isn't one of those situations where it's like, hey, I just want this single and that single. It's really like, I'm hungry. And so let it play and stick this thing on repeat, you know? Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Beautiful stuff. So now touring with the Darkness, and I believe, is it later this spring, if I understand correctly, that you guys are going to be off on tour on your own?
Yes, actually the plan, I think, is, I think we released the tour dates yesterday, I believe, or some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to start the end of March, if I believe right, and go through April, so... We're really, really excited about it. We haven't been on a headlining tour in about 2 years now, doing a lot of support slots, so it's well overdue for us. We're kind of frothing at the bit, but we're planning a lot of big things for it as well.
No doubt. Now, the last question that I have for you, and I don't even know if you can answer this, but I think one of the things that that really is of particular interest to me is coming together with some, like, now you're there's like a fairly hefty number of you together on stage and producing this music. How is it that you can bring together something that's so, there's such a specific sound? You guys have a sound.
Thank you.
And I mean, that maybe sounds completely ridiculous, but I just feel that, to be able to come out with something where, like, that all of you come together to produce what this is. I don't even know what my question is, but I'm just fascinated.
Well, I mean, we have a very strong vision of our band, but it's also, I guess, in a way, loosely based, because we'll never make the same record twice. And so, I mean, it's a very nice compliment. You said we had a sound. But it's sometimes, I guess, we don't focus on that, because we change, you know, year after year, you're a different person, and, you know, music is a reflection of yourself, so of course it should change, it should never be the same.
Yeah.
But I don't know exactly what question to answer, but I don't know if I can answer it exactly either, you know.
I think I've just
I
asked,
part
like,
of the
so...
beauty is just knowing and accepting that it's magic.
Oh, Alex, this has been so great. I feel like I was just like, so, Alex, the Holy Grail. So where is that sucker? You know, like, yeah, Sheila, you're going to get an answer on that one. He's not Indiana Jones.
I do have to be honest with you, even if I did know what the Holy Grail was, I would not tell you. I would save it and use it as a soup bowl.
Hey.
I love soup, and I would use it as a soup bowl.
You're supposed to share. It's cold here in Quebec. I could use soup.
Next time we're in town, I'll bring it over and I'll bring an extra spoon. We'll share some soup.
You are so amazing. You know what? I'll make the soup. You bring the Holy Grail. We'll find the spoons. We're set.
This sounds simple enough. All right.
Alex, this has been a total pleasure. Foxy Shazam just making this happen, and I just can't wait to actually finally get to see you guys on stage and meet you. I don't care if I have to claw my way backstage with fake passes.
No, we'll set it up. I promise. We'll get to meet, and we'll get to meet in person, and have a good night of music together.
Amazing. Thank you so much, and congratulations on birthing this crazy good album. It's amazing stuff. And enjoy your time with The Darkness.
Thank you so much, Sheila. I really appreciate it.
Hang on for 1 second. I'm going to get you to do a shout-out for me, okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
Sure.
Bye.
All right.